We're in the middle of Reish Samech Gimel. Yesterday we did Sif Beis and Gimel. To make a long story short, we said the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neir Shabbos is on men and women. That's all we really said. But Lamaisa, women do it. When there's a husband and a wife in the house, the women do it. For two reasons, Ayin Sham. Okay. Now we're up to Reish Samach Gimel Dalet. So the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Chav Gimel says that Neir Shabbos lo yakdim velo ya'ache. You shouldn't do it too early, and you shouldn't do it too late. If you do it too early, then it's not recognizable that you're doing it for Shabbos. If you do it too late, then you're playing with Chil Shabbos. You have to make sure that it's before Shabbos. Now, there is a famous and important Gemara in Brachos Chav Zayin and Aleph that Rav Tzali Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Rav made early Shabbos. Then the Gemara over there, I didn't have a chance to look it up today. I don't think it talks about him lighting candles. But I do think it talks about if he made Kiddush. Yeah, he made Kiddush, and that's how we know that you can make early Shabbos and you can make Kiddush even though it's not yet technically Shabbos, right? It's not dark yet. And the assumption is, if Rav made early Shabbos, he made Kiddush, so then obviously he lit candles, or Rebbetzin Rav lit candles when they made early Shabbos. So we've shown him to put these two Gemaras together. On the one hand, you're not supposed to lo yakdim, don't light candles too early. On the other hand, you can make early Shabbos, which Rishonim explain, and the Shulchan Aruch is going to tell us that as long as you're being Mekabel Shabbos at that point, so that's not too early. It's okay. And that's what Rav did. And therefore, when the Gemara says, lo yakdim, it means don't light candles without a Kabbalah Shabbos, because it's not recognizable, it's for Shabbos. But once you're being Mekabel Shabbos with the candle lighting, it's okay. So let's see that now in Sif Dalet. Reish Samech Gemel Sif Dalet. Lo yakdim lemaher ladliko ba'odei yom gadol. Don't light candles very early, ba'odei yom gadol. She'az einu nikar she'madig lo kavod Shabbos, because then it's not recognizable that you're doing it for kavod Shabbos. V'gam lo ya'achen, don't light too late either. V'imrote lehadlik ner ba'odei yom gadol, and if you want to light candles early, u'lekabel olav Shabbos miyad, and immediately accept Shabbos upon yourself, rashai, you're allowed to do that. Ki kehem she'bekal olav Shabbos miyad, ain't zakdama, it's not called doing too early, you're being mekabel Shabbos. But it has to be from plag hamincha ulamala. What does that mean? Says the Mechaber. Shusha'a urevia kodma laila. An hour and a quarter before laila. Okay, so it's pretty, clear and open and pretty simple. But it very much relates to the whole sugya that we discussed back in Reish Samach Aleph, which is, the machlokes in the Gaonim and Rebbeinu Tam, when does Shabbos really start? At Shkia. Is that the beginning of Shabbos, or is that still daytime according to Rebbeinu Tam? And the Mechaber paskin like Rebbeinu Tam. So there's an interesting, before we discuss that, the interesting Bir Halacha, Dibur Maskil Lo Yakdim. Bir Halacha, Dibur Maskil Lo Yakdim. You let me do a Bir Halacha? Lefim Adin Rebbeinu Tam Sif Yubaga, we're going to get later in the week to Sif Yud, the Rama over there, who tells us the Haminik the Isha Kishemadlekas Mistamim Kabbalah Shabbos Baza. When a woman lights Shabbos candles, that is her Kabbalah Shabbos. Now we will see that there, in extenuating circumstances, she can make a tanai that she's not Mekabel Shabbos with her candle lighting. But in a regular case, when she lights candles, she Mekabel Shabbos. So Mamela, there's no problem with this halacha, because she's lighting candles, she Mekabel Shabbos. The only time would be if she makes a tanai that she's not Mekabel Shabbos because she has something very, very important that she must do, which we will discuss. Okay. So therefore, the concludes the Bir Halacha. This halacha is not so relevant. Im kein, I'm continuing the Bir Halacha. Tuchal Shabbat haktim adzman plagim mincha. Im lo kishir masin she'en mekabel Shabbos bazel. Unless she makes a special tanai, which we'll learn about, that she's not mekabel Shabbos with her candle lighting, which is only in very special circumstances. But in a regular case, she's mekabel Shabbos. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Tes Zayin Lo Ya'acher. Okay, that may be that's Tosis Pasha, right? If you're gonna light it right before Shkia, it's dangerous. Why? Because maybe you'll miss it. And if you light candles after Shkia, boom, it's a Safik, it's a Ashum Talui, it's still Shabbos. And therefore you can't light too late. What?
You didn't have clock.
Right. They didn't have clocks back then. We discussed that already, didn't we?
How much time he says this?
Yeah, we discussed that. They didn't have... Hold on a second. They didn't have clocks. We discussed that. So how do you know when to light? So Machaber told us that in Reish Samech Aleph, that you should light when you see the sun on top of the Ilanot, on top of the trees. And if it's cloudy, then you should light when the chickens are doing this. Otherwise, wait for the raven to do that. Right? We had a whole system of trying to figure it out. Okay, what? Okay, we discussed that in Reish Samach Aleph. You missed it. It was being Zmanim. He recommends, it has to be before Shkia. And you also need to do Tosefa Shabbos. He recommends is a Shita Sayyareim that says that 3/4 of a meal before Shkia is already Ben Hashmasas, and you should light. We don't really pass it like that, but the Bach brings it down, the Mugabram brings it down, it's a Shita Sayyareim, and therefore you should light before that point, and maybe even add on to that, so you have Tosefa Shabbos even according to the Yareim. So he says 20 or 30 minutes before Shkia. That's what he kind of comes out with. People don't light 20 or 30 minutes before Shkia. I mean, in America, in Chutzlar, it's usually 18 to 20 minutes. That's when official candle lighting is. In Yerushalayim, in Beitar, it's 40 minutes, right? But you have to, whatever. But Pashtus, 3/4 of a meal is 13 and a half minutes. So if you're lighting 15 minutes before Shkia, that should be fine. 15 and a half minutes. Whatever. Some say 2 minutes Kabosh to Sefer Shabbos. But again, we don't really pass them like the Arayim, but they say it's better to be. Better to. Okay. Right. Okay, so I don't want to get into all the nitty-gritty details of what we already discussed in Reish Samach Aleph, but it comes up over here again. The bottom line is, if you think about it, Vagim Mincha is 1 1/4 hours. What's 1 1/4 hours? Let's translate it into minutes. 1 1/4 hours is 60 plus 15, 75 minutes. Okay? So, yeah, the Mishabura says at the end of Sifkat on Yud Tes, let's see, look at Sifkat on Yud Tes. Now look at Yiches. You cannot be Mekabel Shabbos before Plaga Mincha. What's Plaga Mincha? 1 1/4 hours, for use my words, 1 1/4 hours before the end of the day. So we know that the very famous Machlokas between Magen Avraham and the Gra, right? So it's not Kriyishma, is the day from Alos to Tzeis, from dawn to Tzeis, which, let's say 72 minutes before sunrise, and if you're starting that early, so it's my Kriya Shema, which is only the 3rd hour of the day, is going to be much earlier. Or no, you start from sunrise and you go till sunset. Split the day into 12 even parts called hours, halachic hours, and then you count your 3 hours from sunrise. So that is the Levush and the Gra. They are the Mekilim in terms of Kriya Shema. Now, it seems to be related. The Rabbeinu Tam 72 minutes. I asked when that was all this years ago, is Rabbeinu Tam related to the Magen Avraham? The Rabbeinu Tam, it says that the whole 72 minute business, is that related to the Magen Avraham, who says the day goes from Alos until Tzeis? And his response was something like, Yesh Omrim came, something like that. Like, some say like that. So, if you want to assume like Rabbeinu Tam, which we don't, but if you want to assume like Rabbeinu Tam, and the Magen Avraham together. So the day is from Alos to Tzeis. So Plaga Mincha is going to be 1 1/4 hours before Tzeis. That's what the Mechaber passes like Rabbeinu Tam. So he says, Shor via Kodim Halayla. In which Mishmur goes on to say, Laila is Tzeis HaKochavim. And if you're going to go with Rabbeinu Tam, Tzeis HaKochavim, you're only allowed to light Shabbos candles. The earliest you can light Shabbos candles is 75 minutes before Tzeis, which is 72 minutes after Shkia. So the old, hold on. So according what comes out according to this mechaber, the earliest you can light candles is 3 minutes before shkia. If you light candles before, that's a bracha levatala. If you make a shabbos, it's nothing. Your kiddush is nothing. The whole thing is nothing. So we don't pass like a time. We pass like the grub. And here it's an hour and a quarter before shkia. That's how. Hold on a second. That's how we are knowing. There are those who are machmir ending shabbos like a rain of time, like we discussed in Reish Tamachal. But no one's gonna say you only let it light candles 3 minutes before shkia. Not a minute before that. No one says that. Inka Zedava. Yeah.
Even if we were, it would be longer Sha'ot Zmaniot.
I'm assuming a 60-minute hour. Good. Right. Yeah, okay. I'm assuming a 60-minute hour. He's pointing out that
the
hour,
longer,
right, in the
so
summer.
The hour is longer.
Right, in the summer, it would be earlier than that. Right. If you assume that the 72 minutes is steady, the 75 minutes, the hour and a quarter, it fluctuates. In the summer, it's a lot. The hour is 70 minutes. And in the summer, in the winter, it's 50 minutes. Right, okay, that's a good point. Okay. Anyway, bottom line is we passing like the Gra, we passing like the Gaonim, and you count from Shkia. Finish. And that's discussed here. But Mishra Yosef got to your test. He lays out the machlokas between is it Alos Tseis or is it Shkia to is it Neitz Shkia. Okay, that's if doubt. Hagar, no, it says Rama. I am the Kama and Sun Reish Samach Zayin. Okay, they didn't have electricity, which we'll get to in a minute. But let's say you had your candles that were lit already, you know, from 12 o'clock, whatever. So you have to blow them, they don't count the Shabbos candles. You have to light them after Plaga Mincha for Shabbos. So you blow them out and relight them. Fine. Just in terms of the electricity, so we have three reasons for Neiros Shabbos. Either it's Oneg Shabbos, so you can see the food and enjoy it more. That would seem to be fulfilled by electricity. You don't need Shabbos candles for that. Shalom Bayis, so you don't stub your toe and you don't bang into the wall. Electricity does a fine job. Kavod Shabbos is still in you. You know, you go to a fancy restaurant, they don't just turn on the lights. They actually dim the lights and light candles. It's more kavod, it's more chashev, it's more whatever. So Kavod Shabbos is still relevant. And that's basically what the post can go with, the Kavod Shabbos. There is a big inyan, and many people do this, and that is that there are those that say that maybe the electric lights can function as Shabbos candles. There are those who go so far as to say you can even make a bracha on electric lights for Shabbos candles. I don't think Dominguez is to do that. Ramosha was opposed to that. I don't think Dominguez is to do that. But what Ramosha himself did in his own house was when his wife lit candles, they turned off the electric lights and turned it back on, so the bracha on the candles is also going on the lights. Now some people try to, you know, I'll turn off the lights, then I'll light the Shabbos candles, then I'll turn the lights back on. Okay, I don't know. I didn't say Ramosha did that in his house. Just said, turned off the electric lights, turned it back on the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, then his wife lit the candles and made the bracha, and the bracha goes on the candles and on the electric lights in the wherever, living room, dining room, wherever you're turning on your electric lights. Okay, that's what many people do, and that's the recommended thing to do, to turn the lights off and on the Kavod Shabbos. Okay, now this is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and as most mitzvahs d'rabbanan, there's a bracha. So the Torah brings down that when you light Shabbos candles, you make a bracha. Then the Torah brings down that yesh omrim, that you should not make a bracha. Why? He wants to claim, not like this Rama, this is a little bit out of order, but not like this Rama. He wants to say, if you have lights in the house, you don't need to light Shabbos candles. The point is to have light. You have light, you don't need Shabbos candles. And therefore, when you do light Shabbos candles, no bracha. There's such an opinion brought down the Torah. The Torah himself doesn't like this opinion. He says it doesn't make any sense. He says, because we have a mitzvah called Kisei Adam. You shech the bird, you need to cover the dam. Yeah? Is that true? Yeah. You need to do Kisei Adam. If the wind comes and covers and blows the dirt on top of the dam, you have no mitzvah Kisei Adam. The dam is already covered. But if the wind does not come to cover the dam, and you go to cover the dam, you make a bracha on Kisei Adam. Even though I don't always need to do it, it can happen by itself. It's really, the point is to have an end result, a totza'ah. The totza'ah is that the blood is covered. If the blood gets covered by a monkey, I don't make a bracha. So when I do it, but if I do it, I do make a bracha. So it's the same thing over here. It's true, the point is to have light in the house, but if I'm creating the light, the Kavod Shabbos, I make a bracha. So it's the same thing by ma'akeh. You have to have a roof, a fence around your roof. no one should fall off your gag. So if the Arab builds your house and he puts up the makkah, there's no bracha. But if you put up the makkah, there is a bracha. It's a mitzvah. So the Torah doesn't like that opinion not to make a bracha on Shabbos candles. And then he brings up Rabbeinu Tam, and that's what the Ramah was quoting, that Rabbeinu Tam, who says that it's not true. It's not even true. It means true by kisei adam. If the wind covers the blood, you don't have to cover it yourself. But by the lights, if there's light in the house, you have to turn off the blood, the lights, blow out the candles, and relight them. Cover Shabbos Kodesh. And therefore, he says it's. They says that's what you see from the halacha that we learned in Siddalid, that you can't light candles too early. Why can't I light candles too early? Because it has to be the cover Shabbos Kodesh. It has to be. If it's lit, I have to blow it out and relight.
What's the difference?
The Torah says is to say, even according to one opinion, you have to blow it out and redo it. What you saying? Why by kisei adam you have to uncover it and then redo it? I don't know.
Good question.
Okay, now the Darkei Moshe brings down a discussion about the bra. Okay, so the assumption is, aside from that shita on the Torah, we make a bracha on Ner Shabbos. So here there's a whole discussion. When do you make the bracha? So Darkei Moshe brings down from the Mordechai, you make the bracha, and then you do the mitzvah. Like everything else, you make the bracha, and then you put on your tefillin. You make the bracha, and then you turn your esrog upside with the right side up, and then shake it. You first make the bracha, then you do the mitzvah. That's called over lasiyasan. The bracha comes before the mitzvah. We find it all over Shas and all over mitzvahs. And therefore, you make a bracha on the Shabbos candles, and then you light the Shabbos candles. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to say. Then the Ramah, the Darkei Moshe goes on to say, we'll see this also in the Ramah, that no, the meaning over here is to make the bracha after the candle lighting. Why? Because if you say the Halig Neshal Shabbos, once you say the word Shabbos, boom, now it's Shabbos. So once you say the word Shabbos, you can't light the Shabbos candles anymore because it's Shabbos. So what should you do? You should light the candles. It's an exception to the rule. We have Netilas Yadayim is an exception to the rule because you can't make a bracha when your hands are dirty. So first you wash the Yadayim, then you dry your hands. So each time we have an exception, we still try to get in the over lasiyasa. So let's say by the Netilas Yadayim, your hands are dirty, you can't make a bracha. So first you wash your hands, then you say the bracha, then you dry it, and the drying is really part of the mitzvah because you're not allowed to hold the bread with wet hands because it ruins the bread. So here too, we light the candles. I shouldn't say we. The women light the candles, then they make the bracha. But we really want the bracha to come first, so that's why they do they wave their hands around and they cover their eyes, and therefore they're not nene. They're not benefiting from the light of the candles until after the bracha. So it's like over the sesam. It's not really over the sesam. It's like ke over the sesam. Now, Minig Ashkenaz is the second way, is what I just described. She lights the candles, then she says the bracha. The Ben Ishchai also passes like that, okay? And therefore, Ashkenazim all do first light the candles, then make the bracha. Sfardim are split, because the Shulchan Aruch seems to say you first make the bracha, then you light the candles. The Ben Ishchai disagrees, and a lot of Sfardim, I went over to, I saw three guys sitting in front of me in the base medrash today, I said, you guys Sfardim? I don't know if they appreciated that so much. Then I said, how did your wife light candles? And they all told me like the Ben Ishchai, which is like the Ramah, first like Ashkenazim, first light, and then make the bracha. So the Sfardi camp is split, Ashkenazi camp have a uniform way of doing it, and we're running out of time, so we gotta move. Rei Shamach Gimel, hey. Kishay Yadlik, Yivarech, Baruch Atah Hashem Lekinu Mechalam, Shekhi Dishon, Tavit Zivano, Vadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. Echad Ha'ish, Ve'echad Ha'isha, men and women both chayev. Now, he doesn't specify, but because he doesn't specify, they say it means you first make the bracha, then you light, like every other mitzvah. Gam B'yantiv, Tzorach Levarech, Vadlik Ner Shel Yantiv. Uviyom HaKippurim below Shabbos, this year Yom Kippur fell out on Shabbos. Usually Yom Kippur does not fall out on Shabbos. So it says the Mechaber, Yesh mi she'omer shelo yivarech v'ayim l'kamen simen tov reish yud. We're going to save that for the end. If we have time, we'll discuss it. Otherwise, we'll do it tomorrow because it's actually interesting. So yeah. Haggad notes, says Ramah, Yesh mi she'omer shem avarechin kodem adlaka. He spells out the whole thing. Some say you make the bracha before the hadlaka. Maybe he says that because it's not clear from the Mechaber. He doesn't really tell you what he's really saying. V'yesh mishomer shemavarech achar hadlaka. Right? Some say once it's like this, once it's like that. And then again, now, if you hold the one who says you make the bracha afterwards, it's because as soon as you have the initial Shabbos, boom, it becomes Shabbos. The one who says you make the bracha first and then light, so then what's the Kabbalah Shabbos? Obviously, not the word Shabbos. The hadlak, lighting, the last candle will become that's when Shabbos sets in. Also, nafkamina, can she blow out the match? Can she blow out the candle? I got this. I just tell my wife. There's an Ateres Zav brought down in the fancy Shekhana. Someone else brings down here also. Who he doesn't like. Yeah, in Ber Hetev, Ois Tes. He doesn't like using a match. He says, you're doing a mitzvah, use a match, it's not appropriate. You should have a special candle that you use to light the other candles. Tov Shiela Ner Muchad La Ligbo Midei Shabbos B'Shabbatu. Ateres Zakein B'Shem Panach Raza. Okay. So, are you allowed to blow it out? Meaning, when is the Kabbalah Shabbos setting in? So if you're first lighting and then you're making the bracha, so for sure, no problem, blow it out. The Shabbos is not chal until you made the bracha. But if I make the bracha, the Sephardi woman makes the bracha, then she lights the candles. When she lights the last candle, that's already Shabbos. It's not the first candle, because then she can't light the second one. She lights the last candle at Shabbos, so then she may have a problem blowing out the candle. I don't know. I have to ask them about it. No questions, no time, back to it. Okay. Okay. Now they do point out, even an Ashkenazi woman, they point out that even an Ashkenazi woman who's first lighting the candles and making a bracha, let's say she made a mistake. She first said the bracha, then she first said the bracha. So we're gonna say, oh, she said the word Shabbos, oh Shabbos, she can't light the candles, we don't go so far. Meaning she should first light the Shabbos candles, then make the bracha. If she first makes the bracha by accident, okay, she made the bracha with the oven, she can go light the candles. Now, because candle lighting is not Kabbalah Shabbos for a man, if a man's lighting candles, then he should do it the regular way. This should be over here somewhere. Right, he should first make the bracha and then light the candles. Hold on. Okay, Mishra Sifkata, that's Chelik Vav. Mishra Sifkata and Chav Zayin, Acharad Laka, Svir Leidim Tavarech, all the way in the bottom. If she's going to make the bracha, Havi Ki'ilu Kibbu Shabbos Beferish. It's as if she's Makabah Shabbos Beferish, lighting the Shabbos, boom, now it's Shabbos. The Shuvah Sur Lahadik, and she can't light candles. The Im Kain, says the Mishra, Biyantiv, Yantiv, you're allowed to light candles. So Biyantiv, Zor Shayek, Zelu Kuleyama, she should do it the regular way. Not the regular way, meaning the over Lasiyasa way. Usually we make a bracha, then we do the mitzvah. So she should first make the bracha, lighting the Shul Yantiv, and then light the candles, because you're allowed, it's Yantiv set in. But she can't pull out the match, but she can light the candles. V'yachar kach tadlik. V'das ha-magin ram du lo plug. Why? Because women get confused. It's true. Women get confused. I mean, men also get confused. But, you know, a woman's always lighting like this. Every Shabbos, all of a sudden, Yom Tov, she goes the other way. It's confusing. But many Acharonim do say that the woman should do it the other way. Okay, so like this.
Lo plug means
there's no difference. Lo plug means we don't differentiate between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Meaning this way she does on Shabbos, she should do it way on Yom Tov also. Others say, no, it's a bidiyavid the way we do it, because really supposed to be over the Asiyasan. So on Yom Tov, she should do it over the Asiyasan, first make the bracha, and then do it. But by men, there shouldn't be confusion, because that's the way a man's always supposed to do it, because not a Kabbalah Shabbos. By who? By what? By women? There is such a thing as tonight. We're going to get there in Sif Yud. We're not there yet. So in the Bir Halacha, Acher Hadlaka, you're asking about the tonight. I don't know. I'm not sure what you're asking about the tonight, but okay. Right. So in a case where a woman is making a tanai because she has a right to do it, she can't stop making a tanai. She has to have a very good reason. The best reason is to say she has to go to the mikvah. That's the reason. Okay? Hold this good. Post-school message, she wants to go to the coastal. Is that good enough reason? I think I saw years ago one of the swam didn't like it. Maybe some do like it, some don't like it. But she has to go to the mikvah, prepare for the mikvah. There's another example. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah talks about that. They had chuppah right before a shkia, whatever. And she had to do things at the chuppah. So if she's making a tanai for a good reason, for There's some say tonight doesn't work. Some say it does work. And therefore, we only use it tonight when there's a shas adcha gadol. Mamish a shas adzar. So if she has a good reason to make it tonight, so then in achinami. Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Chai Adam say that, yeah, in that case where she's not being Mekabel Shabbos because she has a good reason not to be Mekabel Shabbos, so she should first make the bracha and then light the candles. We don't do it every week to chaperain on the over Las Yasam. First, we light the candles. Then we make the bracha. But if she's anyway making it tonight, so then the candle lighting would be differently. And again, the Magen Avraham over here also says, no, they're going to get confused. Leave them alone. Let them just do it the same way every week and not get confused.
What is going to the mikveh have to do with keeping Shabbos?
She wants to comb her hair. She has different things she's going to do before Shkia.
Oh,
she has to get there. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we skipped this big mission which we have to do. All right, tomorrow we'll fill in what we missed. We'll talk about Yom Kippur also, because I had to talk about, and this mission.
About the